We're holding here at the end of the first Mishnah. I wanted to digress a minute. In the Seder HaDvarim, you have the different Messiahs of Torah going from Moshe, Sinai, Moshe, Yeshua, Kainim, Nevi'im, and so on, until Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, and then Anshe Knesset HaGdolah going over to the Tanoim and so on. Lemaisa, the Maral points out that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah is a different. In other words, it's very different than the first few, and he points out that it's there, what he calls the Eid Kedusha, that they got it. Mitzatzi, what's his lashon here? So Eid Kedusha, Shai Kedusha Maseh, Mitzatzi Shasam Madlan Yoyne, and so on. So we spoke a little bit about it. And that's why he says Lefikach Sarech Hazek Knesia. I wanted to speak a little bit, in Yonad Yemeshtikel about it. The beginning of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah is Purim, actually, and the end of it is kind of Hanukkah. Now, the Shimon HaTzadik is Hanukkah, he met Alexander, and the beginning, Mordechai and Esther were from Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, the Ezra and Nehemiah were from the Nevi'im, but that Kufa was the beginning of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. And they were, on the one hand, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah have a chisaron, le'umas, the other ones were much cheshev as people, like that's what Maal says. The Nevi'im and the Skenim, each and every single person was a cheshev, and they received the mysterious atayra was because of the individual Maila. Here, it wasn't like that anymore. But on the other hand, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah brought in a chelik of Torah that wasn't there by the other ones. In other words, a Navi is Ein Navi Yishoy L'Chadish Dava, and Megillah is the end of the Tekufas Nevi'im, and that's the only Chiddush there were. It says that there were all these Nevi'im, and the only thing that they could be Mechadish, the only thing that was Mechadish was Dava Echad, was the Megillah, which was a chiddush, which that the evidence was inspired, was not a chiddush. But upon him, the only chiddush that they could have was Megillah. That's the only thing that's called as something that the Nevi'im were mischadish. And it's a double pella, if they were the lowest ones, they were the bottom rung of Torah, first of all, in mitzad what, did they have the craft to mechadish something? And Bechlal, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, the whole chelik of Torah Shebal Peh really starts on Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. The first maimer that we have by us is Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. That's the first maimer Torah Shebal Peh, and then Shimon HaTzadik. But it's definitely shayach to Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, something that wasn't shayach to earlier ones, the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And it's something that I guess Davay Medarsheni a little bit. What is it about them? What's their nekuda that you didn't have before? Another Indian, the word knois, leich knois, it says that she said, Esther told, leich knois is kol Yehudim, and the Maral says in our Chodesh that the kinus is tefillah dafka. And that says means that they should come together, that everybody should be mispalo for her, but they should get together in shul and daven tefila b'tzibur. Bechlal, if you take a look at a lot of different inyanim on Purim, you have the inyan of knesset that says the mashal. There are, you can lay in the Megillah Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, Tesvav. So the reason for laying that you can lay in earlier, it's called the Yoyim HaKnisa. The Anshe Kfar can lay in the Yoyim HaKnisa. The Yoyim HaKnisa, some Rishonim learn, is that they go in and bring stuff to sell. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Sorry, did we get interrupted? Or?
No, it's fine.
Okay. The Yom HaKippur, according to some sheeters, means the time when they got together and they brought the stuff in, so it was easier to get something to lay in. Or they used to come in for Kriyas HaTorah, they used to come to Shul, so there was the Yom HaKnisah for Anshe Kfar. Anshe Kfar, the Teva, the Metzius of Anshe Kfar people live in a Pizur, and this was the Yom HaKnisah. The Anshe, and then the Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, doesn't need a Pasuk, because it was Man Kihilo Lakoili, which is a very similar phrase to Knisah. So since it was Man Kihilo Lakoil, it was Man Kihilo was the, when they got together, Lamed Nikhalu, Lamed Al Nafsham, there was a time when they could read the Megillah. So the reading the Megillah centers around an union of Knisa. There's a Chazal in Medrash Rabbah Vayeshev. It says Vayeshev Yaakov Ksiv Bezaakayich Yatziluch Kibutzayich. When you yell out for help, the kibbutz will save you. Tani, Kinusay v'kinus banav itzilomiyad esav. His kinus is getting together, and the kinus of his banav saved him from esav. So the first thing is we see the musig of kinus in the Machom against esav. You have an akuda of kinus. So Tani, Kinusay v'kinus banav itzilomiyad esav. The kinus is the hechatimsa for saving you from Esav. There's a side shaila in that maimon. The mefarsh local, some local mefarshim touch on it, and also some chassidish from. It says kinusay v'kinus banav. He's gathering in, and gathering in of the of his children. So, Lechura, gathering the children together makes sense. In other words, if the Medrash was reading well, it would say, Tani kinusoi imbanav. You know, when you get together with the other person. So he got together with his children, who gathered together. But what does kinusoi mean? Kinusoi bikinus banav. He came together with the children. It was one maimed. Yaakov came together with the children. Also, you know, that's another knait, I guess, in that mind. But akoponim, you see the musik of kinus is a special derech of tefillah. It's a special mahalach in the melchama with Esav. So let's try to understand, I guess. When we spoke about Ashik Nesak Dola, we spoke about the Pchinas Malchus that we said Anshe Knesset Gdola is Kneged. That Anshe Knesset Gdola is Kneged Pchinas Malchus. Malchus and the other spheres it's a very, very different setup. In other words, all the Anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu are linear Hanhagas, step by step, it's Mashpia. So, there's the Chesed, there's the Gvura, the Chachma, every single one is another step or another type of Ashpah coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu downwards. Malchus, what's called the sphere of Malchus, is the Mekabel. In other words, I see. When a hashpah has done its job, let's take a mashal let's take a mashal we can compare it to. Somebody's teaching a group of talmidim. So he has a whole plan how to teach, but he breaks up the teaching process into different plans. So first, I'm going to explain to them the basics. I explain to them the pratim. I'll impose discipline. I'll encourage them. Prat by prat, each pu'ula is another pu'ula of asiya. That is the mahalach of hashpah with Talmidim. The Talmid that comes out is supposed to be an embodiment of everything that's put into it. So the Havanis and the Nekudis and the Knechen, everything is supposed to be in there. Just like it says that Isha, the Gemara says, Maisa with a Muchsin, Maisa Isha Achas that was married to a Chassid, and she tied his knots, Tefillin, his Kishrei Tefillin, and then she married a Muchas, and she tied his Kishrei Muchsin. Every single person was shayach to the woman became an embodiment of the husband. That's a metzias. So the tzura of malchus is an extraordinary tzura. It's very different than other spheres. That's why it stands by itself. In the pasuk of in Divrei Yomim, Lecha Hashem Agdulo Vagvura Tiferes Vayehoi Kicho Bashmayim Varetz, Lecha Hashem Amamlocha Vamisnase Lecha L'Reish. So the pasuk splits it into two. In other words, Lecha Hashem Agdulo Vagvura, everything good in the Bria that's bestowed in the Bria belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchus of the Bria is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. That's because that's better than the entirety of the Bria. It's just like a woman is a parallel to a man. In other words, it's a complete tzura. It's not aver the way the other spheres are, but it's a total tzura, and it is the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Bria. So, Lamashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, his Midas and Milas. Let's take an example. By Har Sinai, there was Kailas, and there was Brachim, there was Eshak Dola. Fine. When Yonis ben Azil was learning, there was an ace surrounding him. Elisha Avua, when he started Tanaim learning, there was an ace around them. So the pshat is the person learning, just like Torah was given the year of Rest of Isaiah, it has to be learned the year of Rest of Isaiah. It's when the Bria itself reflects the fact that it is Yitzhak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Pchinas Malchus. So in one, and it has two ponim. It's the lowest of the Pchinas. It comes last. It finds its metzias in the Pchusim of this world, in the Pchas of this world. That's one part of it. On the other hand, it also is the ultimate Tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the Bria. The Seif Maisa, the Rachshava Tchila, is the Pchinas Malchus, and that's why it is the sphere HaKadosh Baruch Hu really intended. So just like a teacher goes to university to learn how to teach, and he picks up all these skills of teaching, but Tachlis, the Mechuvin is the Talmud sitting in the class, whether it's a first grader, second grader, third grader, learning and understanding and picking up a certain mold, being molded in a certain way. That's the tachlis of everything that went into it, all the plans and all the everything that he said, all his mishalim and all his tayrus and everything. The tachlis is the Talmud sitting there. That's the Pchinas Malchus.
Can I ask a question?
Sorry?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What does it mean then, Lecha Hashem HaMamlocha? What is it? When we're saying Lecha Hashem HaGdulos, I understand all those is from Hashem, but what does it mean, Lecha Hashem HaMisnase?
Okay, the Pashto Pshat is, and we'll see soon, the Pashto Pshat is that if there's any Malchus in the Bria, that comes from Kashmir. Gemara says, I feel a Reish Gargisa Imlach Bey. There's a Reish Gargisa also has a cruise that a Kashmir Baruch Hu is Mamlach. Every single area of Malchus. So Gdula, Gvura, Tiferes are all great midas. There is a Pchin of Malchus in the Bria that also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a Chiddush, that's a whole other segment. In other words, that Ashiris in the Bria comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Seichel in the Bria comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that health comes, that all that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one department. And the second department is that Malchus in the Bria comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll talk about it in a few minutes, I think. Okay, the difference is that in those Bechinas of Malchus, there are no step-by-steps. In other words, a Talmud who's half baked, when I explain something, I explain it step by step, piece by piece. I say, okay, Nekuda Aleph, Nekuda Beis, Nekuda Gimel, Nekuda Dalet. The final product has to be where his type is the entire thing. If his type is part of it, it's zero. There is no such thing as something which is typhus a half a result. The process is steps. The result, so just like when you have 10 numbers, the 10th number is a klal that's koidel kula. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are protein. 10 is a klal. The 10th, the sphere of malchus, which is the 10th sphere, is a klal. It's koidel everything in its entirety. It takes in the whole metzias. There's a lush, I don't want to go off too far, but there's a lush in Sefer Yetzirah that there's 10 spheres, and not Chas V'Shalom 11 or 9. You know, 10 and not 9 and not 11. It's very strange. I mean, like it means that the not 9 means that Malchus is a sphere. It's a gilu of the totality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of the Bria. That is the Prin of Malchus. Let's explain why it has to do with Malchus Bechlau. I think that's the point. That when we think of Malchus just of a way to rule over a country or to either just as a ceremonial figurehead or whatever, a Malchus is really a country has a Metzias, but only if you can put it together. Just like if you have a body, a liver and a kidney and a hand and a foot and a heart is not a body. It has to be one unit. The metzias of a country is a lot of prakim. A melech imposes a tsura on the country, and that tsura is the malchus. The malchus means the concept of the country. That, so just like we can say England has a certain mahus, the English is a certain mahus, and French and Italian and so on, the melech is the one that's kaveh that. He stamps his idea onto the entire metzias, and the melech, when everybody listens to him, he's not a traffic policeman just directing traffic. He puts together the pieces in one concept, as one entity. That is the Prinas Malchus. The Malchus requires that all the pieces be together, or else it doesn't exist. Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia, Shefek went down onto the world. So there were Yechidei Skula that were G'daylim. It says, Lamashal, the lashon of Rabbi Alevi's piyut is Ashesham. It was a shafach ruach nevuayich al bchirayich. You poured out the ruach of nevuah on your chosen ones. Anovi was a chosen one. Was an extraordinary one, and he had the ruach of nevuah and so on and so forth. All of that is Kolzman, the mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashpah. When it becomes, when the mode of the world is Malchus, then it's an either-or situation. Either you have the entire picture, or you have nothing. And by the way, Derech Agav, a good description of Malchus in the fundamental sense is in the Yedid Nefesh. You have the four stanzas, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. The last Hey is connected to Malchus, that's the spirit that the last Hey is. It says, Toyer Eretz Michvaydecha. The world should reflect the light, should be lit up with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. In other words, when the world reflects back the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shone on it, that's called. That is what Malchus is all about. So the Mela, when the Tekufa of Nevuah was over, the Tekufa of Hashpah was also over. All those in Yanim, the Vitumim and the Aaron, everything that was Nignaz meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, for better or for worse, probably for better, had finished or stopped any Hashpos Melamailo. There would not be any more Torah coming from the Lamailo. The Aaron is a Metzius of embodiment of Torah Mesinai. Nevuah is Torah Mesinai. Navi Kamoini, Yakim Bekir Becha. It's a Hashpah Melamailo that keeps driven, so it doesn't give Torah, it gives something else. What's left now is Klal Yisrael in its entirety has a Mahus Ruchni that is Zelumaseh. That's where you find the Marshal Hanachlam Yisrael Apishen Neviim Bnei Neviim Hein. In other words, when the entire Kaisel has a certain tier, when you're able to get something from the entire cloud together, those become the emes of Torah. So you have, just like it says, Klal Yisrael as a whole will not disappear. Klal Yisrael as a whole has a metzias that is Knesset Yisrael is Kala Krua B'Ne'ima. Knesset Yisrael, as when it's Knesset Yisrael, that's when you have the metzias of Kaviyachu Akarish Baruch Hu in the Bria. This is what we have here. The Ur V'Tumim and everything that was Nignas would no longer. So now things had to come from within. A Navi couldn't be Mechadish Torah anymore because from Lamala, Torah was finished. There wasn't going to be any more Torah from Lamala, and that was that. Torah coming from the absorbed, just like a muscle when you shine a heat lamp on absorbent surface, it, after you finish, it gives back the heat again, right? Like the sun or like the water. When you have a different phenomenon, weather, when you have things that absorb heat in the daytime, they give it back at night. The things that are the things that absorb Kedusha can give it back because that's the tzura of the Zelum HaZeh. Who said Klal Yisrael is Makir Ba'ifim Shabayram because like they grew up together. Just like the wife understands the husband. The husband can be a big goyin and the wife is a woman, but she understands him because she grew with him, she was with him. So Mela here also, there is a Zelo Maseh of Klai Sotakash Brahu. So the T'nai for that is Kinus. In other words, if you don't have all the parts and pieces together, then you don't have that Pchin of Yisrael. The big difference is a Navi can stand as one and be the Mashpia, the Seid Mashpia of Akash Brahu. Klal Yisrael, unless it has the tzura of Knesset Yisrael, does not have does not have that bechina. So the part, the chelek of Torah, transitioned over to Anshe Knesset Agdola. So when you had a Knesset Agdola, then it was possible to be mechadish davar. In other words, all the chidushim that we have, they're not the Torah's mitzvahs essays, but Kriyas HaMegillah is Anshe Knesset Gedolah, Tefillah is Anshe Knesset Gedolah. All the inyanim that we have of Torah that comes to us afterwards is that bechina of Anshe Knesset Gedolah, because that bechina still exists. Dvar Hashem still exists in that bechina. But the Tanai Kodem is Kinnus. I was thinking that the reason why it's miyuchad to Banav Shel Esav is because Esav in the muscle of that Rashi gives, if you have two avanim going down a narrow tube, the one that went first is going to be on the bottom, and the one on top is going to come first. The one that came in second come first is the muscle of Seif Maisa Mashav Atchila. In other words, Mitzad, the Olam Ha'asiyah, Esav is first. Seif Maisa Mashav Atchila, so if you're being done in the Olam Ha'Maisa, Esav is there first. If you're being done in Olam Ha'Kavana, Mashav, what was wanted, than Yaakov is first. So, in order, Yaakov's koyach lies only in his kinnis. In other words, when he has that tsura, this is what you wanted, then it's he's menatzeach. That's why the bezakarech etzuluch kinnusa between his fun of etzulim yareitzah. But akapanim, the point he raised over here by us, you have the mitzias of Purim is the yontiv of the last hisgalus, and which is that bechina of malchus, in a sense. In other words, and you can be mitzvah of Hanukkah, I guess, because the two but akapanim, it's a whole different structure of hashpah melamayla. It will come about only when you have the tzur of Christ all together, when you have the kinnus of Yisrael together, when you have the tzur of everything together, because then you have a Messias where embodied in the tzur of Christ Yisrael, you have the abchina of Torah, and that's where you can have something else. Tefillah happens to be the only place where you actually have Reivam Hadis Melech, a chiyuv for a certain number. The for whatever reason, the Torah has milas. If 10 people learn, you have Shechina Shui and so on, and that's probably the mila magic Nesagdola. Nesagdola was a very big bechina of a sif of Torah. But in Tefillah, you have, and this Maral's Matish of the Erev Chodesh, in Tefillah you have a Pchinas Tzibur that you don't have any other place. And Reva Maris Malach is very specific to Tefillah. Beis HaKnesses is called Beis HaKnesses, which you don't find in any place else, because Beis HaKnesses, more important than being Beis HaTefillah, it's the makom where Karzal gets its tzura. More than anything else, the Klal Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael because in learning it's called a ribui. You have a lot of people learning together, so you have harbe is a mitzvah, yichidush is a mitzvah. The only place where you don't have that is in tefillah. It becomes one. It becomes a pchinas eser. It's one minyan. It's one tzibur. Interesting that even in Torah, I was thinking, when you have a lot of Talmid Chacham saying Svaris will link together, it's very nice. The only time where you can really have one group is in a Besdin where you have an Amidah L'minyan. In other words, if a thousand people are learning a Mir based Medrash, and one guy gives a clap and says, wait a second, how many learn Pshat like this in Torah, some learn like this in Torah, nothing. It doesn't mean anything. You can have a lot of Rizcha Beraisa, you can have a lot of Pilpul, and a lot of Hamidu Talmid of Harbeim. It's very nice. The only time you can have it acting as one is when it's sitting as a Besdin, and you have a Midu L'minyan. That's when it acts as one unit. And even if the Pratim don't like it, the Klal is Kaveya. So Anshak Nesagdola had a certain dag of that in the learning as well, that they were one unit. I just wanted to add one more Nakuda. One of the Farshim on the Medrash says about Kinusoi, it says Kinusoi v'Kinus Banav. So he says, what's the pshat Kinusoi? So he says, in a person himself, there is somewhat of a reflection of these two inyanim, that a person himself can also be a mefuzer, in the sense that each Eivet does what he wants to do. When a person doesn't have one tachlis, so the me'ayim want anos me'ayim, sometimes when you're very tired and you're hungry, you can't figure which taiva you'd like to get rid of first. Would you like to sleep first or eat first? Stomach says to eat first, the head says to sleep first. The feet are, you're walking far to go someplace, for whatever reason, the feet don't want to go, your heart does want to go. So in a tzuras adam, you also have a pchina where it's mefoizim mefoirat. The famous chazal with the lashon was the malach reivarim. You also have such a pchina of evarim being evarim. So kinusai, his own mitzvahs of kinus on any one particular Nekuda, Esav is better than us. Esav is better in every single point, and Bemela you can't win on any point. In the Tzura together, that's where you're ahead of the game. So when it's a closed Tzura, that's when you have a Tzura Esav doesn't have. So when it's Prat versus Prat, Esav is first, and as a Prat, Esav came first. In the last one is the one that gives the klal to everything, gives the tzur to everything. That's where Yaakov came first, and in kinus soy, when is in his own mitzvah is kind of some kinus bonav is yatziluchav Esav. Any shalos? Any?
I don't fully understand yet what it means l'chashem amlocha. Does that mean that that's where it's in his gala, whatever Hashem put in? Is that the?
Yes. Let's take an example. If a psychologist gives you a set of Lego, and he says, do something with it, and you build a wonderful castle out of it, or whatever it is, so lav dafka that the psychologist knew it. Lav dafka the one who created the Lego set knew it. He's creating Legos. Person creates logs. Person chops down logs. The other person makes things out of it. The p'chinas malchus and the bria is the tzura of the bria itself finding its own shleimus. That's malchus, and that's a chidusha rabba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us health and wealth and brains. Also is good, but putting it together when I put it together right, that's me. On that we say l'cha Hashem amam lochem amasafir l'chol rosh. In other words, any that's what it says leit malachim soim yad Hashem. In the klal kulay of the bria is where you find Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
I understand.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole new dimension to the Bria that is not so easily attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
And that's the Chiddush of it.
Is that the pshat that they say the Rashi Tevis by Rashi's Gayim HaMolek, Rashi Tevis Rega, that it's this idea that it's...
Rashi's Gayim HaMolek and what, I'm sorry?
That it's Rashi Tevis Rega.
Well, yeah, there's always the famous one, Macher, and so on, that you know, Macher, Esav has no klal. It's the klal. It's a very famous, there is no klal kulo for taiva. There is no, you can't group together, you can't get a klal for drinking. You can get a klal for drinking. It means each one, they drink together, but it doesn't add up to something more than a lot of people drinking together. There's no bigger tzura in the cloud because there is no cloud. And a sifa, it says, Knois is also a certain dagger of his batlas. In other words, when I gather in myself, I kind of draw to the core of my nitzias. When a person gathers in himself, he's sort of getting into the nekuda pnimis of the person. That is the, you know, because there is a nekuda pnimis to the person, because there's something that's the klal kulei. When klal yisrael is kainis, when you have a kenis, people get together, they huddle around a certain core nekuda. It brings us together, means we're huddled around the core tachlis, this is who we are, this is us, this is together, and so on.
So we don't find by Amalek that they were necessarily that they represented Taiva as such. I mean, you know, I think Maral says that it was they wanted to impose their tzura, like it says that they were to their Mishkav Zocha, to Klal Yisrael.
Right.
They wanted to impose their tzura on Klal Yisrael. By Haman it says that Kol Zayin and Shevali, I mean, he wanted something a little bit more lofty, something more, you know, it wasn't just...
He wanted to be... Oyka Klal Yisrael, correct. He's connected this b'china of Klal Yisrael, but they Batson don't have it. In that nekuda itself, where his tain at Klal Yisrael was amefuza meforat, and he wanted Taka to be shoyled in all those shyness. But in that nekuda, that's where he loses.
Mm-hmm.
But Kolzman Wimmer plays him a favorite, and he's definitely Yerel Yenne. When the Shulton is a Shulton of Koyach, then he's ahead of the game. When the Shulchan is because the whole Bria, it's one of the reasons why part of the tefillah of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that with his battles of Ra, there will be an asif of all the protein to produce this kayach.
Right.
Okay.
So, can I just finish off? Hello?
Yeah.
So I don't understand. So Klal Yisrael as a group, that means that embodies the tzura of the Rebbeinu Shalom's
Klal Yisrael, just like it says, Hanachman Yisrael, in Eina Nevim, means, their tzura, Klal as a whole, their regish is good. Their instincts are kedusha. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Minhagim have such an important role and actually, it's funny, because Beis Knesset, I think, is the place where most things are, where most in Minhagim is boiled. Minhag HaKlais is the collective regish of Knesset Israel. That's Minhag. That is especially strong in the collective Hagasha of Klal Yisrael is a kosher Hagasha.
So that means the Knesset therefore forms the
Kal of Hagasha. Klal Yisrael in its Pchinas Kal is Knesset Yisrael.
Which what you're saying that reflects the Malchus. That is
when the Eretz is Bishleimus together all the pieces. There's a reflection of his covered of his tefez.
Uh-huh. I hear. Yeah. Shkayach.
Okay.
Shkayach.
All the best. Bye.